A Southeast Iowa judge is reviewing arguments about whether the search warrants served on a boarding school for troubled teens should be made public. Several law enforcement agencies executed the search warrants in late January based on an allegation of sexual abuse. Court documents made public a few days ago identify Midwest Academy owner Ben Train as the target of the investigation. The Des Moines Register is pushing to make the search warrants public. The newspaper says the public has the right to know what is in them. The state argues releasing the search warrants and related documents would harm the investigation and could lead to witnesses changing their stories. The two sides made their cases before District Court Judge Mary Ann Brown during a roughly 40-minute hearing in Keokuk Friday morning. Brown questioned both sides, focusing primarily on when state law allows for the search warrants to be made public. She says it appears to her the law keeps search warrants private until the inventory of items collected is returned to the court, which has not occurred. And there is no deadline as to when an inventory must be returned. The newspaper asked Brown to impose a deadline for filing the inventory so that the state cannot block the release indefinitely. Brown says she will examine the search warrants and issue a ruling soon. It was also revealed during the hearing that there is a third secret search warrant related to the case. Brown says she will rule on it at the same time. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.